USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says President Trump's decision to postpone Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's overseas travel is completely appropriate.
Why would she want to go overseas with government shut down, with people missing their paychecks? And if we don't get this back open, they could miss their paycheck again by next week.
McCarthy also believes,
I think it's appropriate that we would get back together. It would not take long, and we could solve this problem.
Mr. Leader.
President Trump was speaking at the Pentagon when he once again reiterated that border security is key to keeping America safe.
A wall has to be built. We need security at our southern border. Drugs flow in. Tremendous percentages of the drugs coming into our country come from the southern border. We're not going to allow it to happen.
Day four of the Los Angeles teacher strike with both sides digging their heels in. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The partial government shutdown affecting the big game? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The shutdown and the Super Bowl. Are they related? Well, there are concerns that the Super Bowl could hit a snag if the partial government shutdown continues into early February when the big game is held. Republican Georgia Senator Johnny Isakson is pointing out that the biggest tourism event in the world this year is coming to Atlanta, and he's wondering what would happen if the largest airport in the world in Atlanta was to have to shut down because of continued TSA sickouts or maybe even a strike. TSA officials report that the number of its workers who've been calling in sick has doubled over the same time last year in recent days.
Sky watchers are once again in for a rare treat this weekend, as astronomers say a rare blood moon will be on display Sunday night into Monday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After missing paychecks due to the partial government shutdown on Friday, the number of TSA agents not showing up for work has grown, forcing some passengers to wait in long lines at airports as airports continue to make do with slimmer security staffs. Some airports across the country are doing what they can to help out the TSA officers who are not being paid by feeding them breakfast or even giving them lunch or care packages. James Keyes is a TSA worker. He says it's getting harder and harder to work without getting paid.
Everyone's angry, everyone's upset, and everyone's scared. It's demoralizing because you go to work and you expect, you know, pay for hard work, and you wake up and your bank account's empty.
Four Americans, including two service members, are among the 19 people that were killed in a suicide bombing in Syria on Wednesday. The deadly attack is reviving the debate in Congress over President Trump's exit strategy. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News he knows the group that's responsible for yesterday's attack.
For anybody to imply that somehow the president is responsible for this, there is one person or a group that is responsible for the death of these Americans. An evil group called ISIS that came from an evil group called Al-Qaeda, and somebody that walked in and decided to blow themselves up and not care about civilians or Americans.
Kinzinger adds,
that's a choice that's made for us. Where we fight them is, and I would much rather fight them there than here.
Please remember, you can check us out online at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.